The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
We're going to talk about tech Christmas gifts and also answer tech questions. But first, let's talk about that phone.
Yeah, the phone. I'm very excited about this phone. Again, I've said it before on this programme. It's kind of at the stage now where it's difficult to get excited about new phones that come out because they all make calls and texts. They're all beautiful looking. But this device that I have in my hand now, which is the Huawei Mate 20 Pro, so it's the Huawei Mate 20 Pro, is just gorgeous. It looks quite similar to the Samsung
Edge.
Yeah. So you may remember the S6 and the S7 had that sort of beautiful rounded glass. So there's no border on this at all. And it is just gorgeous. It's completely glass on the front and the back. And internally, you've got some impressive specs. So there's a 4,200 milliamp battery, which is just incredible. You can also do the fast charging as well. So you can go from 0 to 70% in just 30 minutes. And it says it'll last up to 2 days. I didn't quite get that out of it, but the battery is incredible. There is the triple camera on the back. So we know that Huawei have partnered with Leica since the P9 and they have, you know, continued to do that. This time around, though, the camera is just stunning. I was outside my apartment this morning when I was walking to the loo. I was taking pictures in the dark, and the night mode and the super wide lens is just incredible. I'm going to pass that to you, Pat, and you can have a look at it while I'm still talking away. Isn't that incredible?
A terrific picture, yeah.
So that was taken at about 6:20 this morning when it was pitch black. There are a few little sort of street side lamps, but you can see everything. You can even see the moon in the top of the picture as well.
Yeah.
The clarity is just stunning on this camera. I honestly think it's the best camera that I have ever had in my entire life. Also within the camera, there's the AI mode as well. So if I'm taking pictures of my food, for example, it'll know that it's food. So it'll sharpen up certain images. If I'm taking a photograph of you, it'll know that it's a portrait, so it'll sharpen up certain features. It's a very clever camera, and the best thing is it doesn't take a long time for that cleverness to kick in. It just does it automatically. One of my favourite features, and it's only a tiny thing, but when I gave you this phone this morning, one of the first things you said to me was, where's the fingerprint scanner?
Yeah.
And what's beautiful about this is that the fingerprint scanner is actually built into the screen. So when you lock the keypad, you will see a little fingerprint symbol just flash before you. There's no button, there's no indent. I just put my finger over that fingerprint scanner little symbol and it unlocks. And it's such a natural way of doing it, because even when I have the Huawei P20 Pro here in my hand as well, because I'm using that as my main device. And for me to unlock the phone with the fingerprint scanner, which was at the bottom of the screen, I had to rejig my hand.
Yeah.
When I'm using my Note 9, I have to rejig my hand because the fingerprint scanner is on the back. Being able to just press the screen as if you were texting.
You can see the point of press.
It's such a satisfying little thing.
One other feature you told me about is being able to use induction charging from another phone.
Yeah, so basically if you're running low, I can just put your phone on my phone and you can take some of my battery. Isn't that brilliant?
That's brilliant.
This is where we're going in terms of the future. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I remember saying it to you in January. Huawei were one of my ones to watch for 2018 and they did not
disappoint. They have delivered.
Every level.
Now let's talk about Christmas gifts under €100.
Yes.
And we start at €22.99. What?
Yeah, this is the Tile Mate. And this is a little sort of tiny little device. What you do is you put it onto your keys and it can pair to your phone. And if you lose your keys, you can track it. So you can pinpoint exactly where it is. This is very useful. A friend of mine was forever leaving his keys behind. I got one for Christmas a few years ago and he just swears by it now. They're $22.99 for one. And the idea, as I said, you put it onto your keys, you download the app onto your phone. If you leave your keys in work, in a restaurant, wherever, you can get the pinpoint exact
location. And can you get different tiles? I mean, can you, who have different frequencies? Therefore, you can have five sets of keys.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can buy. There's a really good. So this is just for one, but you can get a really good deal. I think it's €64 for four of them. And so you could have them on, you know, your work set of keys or whatever it is, or your bags.
Available
so
where?
Available from Currys PC World, Harvey Norman, pretty much everywhere.
OK, next one is €24.90. What is it?
This is a power bank. And this is the one device, no matter where I'm traveling in the world, no matter when I'm going, I always have this device. It's the Trust 4000 4,400 milliamp power bank. It's $24.90 from Harvey Norman, and it's a backup charger that I've had for about 3 years now. I think I've had
it. It's still going strong.
It's still going strong. The one point I would note is that if I am using my Samsung Note 9, that is a very big battery. Some of the bigger batteries, like the Huawei phone we were just talking about, you may need a bulkier one. But if you're using sort of an iPhone or something with a smaller capacity battery, I would highly recommend it. It's a great stocking filler.
Moving up to just under €30 by Ascent, $29.99.
Yes, this is the Jam speaker. So for the last 3 or 4 years that you and I have been talking about technology, Jam Bluetooth speakers have featured on the list. This is a new version. It's called the Jam Chill Out Bluetooth speaker, $29.99 from Harvey Norman. And it is a small little speaker that will fit in your bag or your pocket, but the sound is incredible. It's also waterproof. I got an email in last week for looking for someone who likes to sing in the shower for a waterproof speaker. So this is the one for you.
Very good. And it's Jam Chill Out Bluetooth speaker. Chromecast, an old favourite of yours, for €39.
I still am just not over the brilliance of the Chromecast. So for those who don't if you don't have a smart TV, or if you do have a smart TV and you just find the user interface a bit clunky, the Chromecast is brilliant. What you do is you pair it to your phone, you plug it into your telly, and anything you can do on your phone, you can do on your TV. You can stream YouTube, Netflix, Spotify, your photographs, all for less than €40. I just love it.
And finally, for under 100 by €1, €99, the Samsung Galaxy Tab A7-inch.
Yes, this is on sale at the moment, and a number of parents have been sitting there with their kids and they're writing the letter to Santa, and they're looking for a tablet, and so they're looking for some recommendations. And so what I would say for the letters to Santa is looking at the Tab A. It's a 7-inch tablet, which is ideal for tiny hands. You can get the covers everywhere. It'll grow with the child as well. So, you know, if your child just wants to watch Netflix right now, this tablet is going to grow with them. So when they want to do more, whether it's play games and so on, you can get more out of it. You can put an SD card into it as well. But for £99, I think it's an absolute bargain.
Okay, now the questions that have come flooding in. Could you ask Jess about TVs? We're getting a new one, but where to start? Plasma, LCD, LED, OLED. John in Dublin.
It's so overwhelming. This time last year I was buying a television and found it just incredible to know all of the different things that you've just mentioned there.
Plasma's dead, isn't it?
Plasma's gone. I would look at either LED or OLED, or OLED as it's called. So the OLEDs are sort of the cream of the crop, and if you are going to spend a lot of money, that's the way to go. That being said, however, I bought an LG LED TV last year and it is perfect. It was around €500 and does the job just fine. Again, it comes back to what you want your TV for. Are you just looking to what, like me, for example, I just watch a bit of Netflix whenever I have free time. If, however, you are a serious movie junkie, or if you are, you know, into your sports and you want to see the clarity and you want to see the blades of grass on the pitch and whatever, then it is worth spending a significant amount of money. You can spend anywhere up to £5,000. Sony are knocking it out of the park, and Samsung in relation to TVs at the moment. There were some great deals around Black Friday. I'm not sure if they're still around there now at the moment, but there was one TV we mentioned that was down around the €900 mark from Sony. It's one of their Sony Bravias and it's just gorgeous, 4K. But we will do a full walkthrough of all of the lingo, because the TVs will come down massively in the Christmas sales.
Now, could you recommend a good dash cam for a learner driver?
Yeah, so the Next Base ones, Next Base is a brand that are very well established, very easy to set up. They're not big sort of invasive cameras. They're just small. You can put it on the dash, and they're available from Halfords and pretty much everywhere.
Do you know anything about the Fitbit Ace for kids, please? My grandkids are 12 and 9. Would they be suitable, please? And where are they available to buy in store, and how much?
So this is a Fitbit, as you may imagine, that is available for kids. It's not available here at the moment. I just looked online. I remember reading about this back in March of this year, and we were told that it would be coming to store soon. I haven't seen it in store yet. It's around the €100 mark. You can buy it from Amazon, and it's around €100, but just triple check that it is the correct one, and so on. If you're looking for a wearable for kids, we mentioned the Vodafone one last week, the Vodafone V Kids, and that is around €65 at the moment in the sales, but you do need a SIM card if you want to use the GPS tracking mode on it.
I have an old normal size iPad, old connector type, bit heavy, where the volume is no longer as loud as it should be, and the first generation iPad mini, which is a bit sluggish. I'm thinking of upgrading. Would you recommend the new iPad with the pencil, not the iPad Pro, because that's too expensive? That's from Noreen in Kilkenny.
If you like the iPad and you want to stick with the iPad, then I think upgrading is the first thing to do, first and foremost. There's no point in having a tablet if it's not doing what you want it to do. I know people who absolutely swear by the iPad and love it. It, again, I hate saying it all the time, but it does depend on what you want to use it for, because there are tablets that would be far cheaper, but they may not do all the bits and pieces that you want. For the sake of convenience, however, Noreen, if you have a lot of stuff synced to your iPad already, it's much easier just to plug in a new iPad and drag the stuff across. So I hope that's of some use to you in some way, shape or form.
My P20 syncs with my car kit over Bluetooth, but loses that sync every time I leave the car. So they have to pair it again. Didn't happen with my iPhone. Can you help?
This is very annoying. Do you remember we got a question in before with someone with a Huawei and it wouldn't sync properly to the Fitbit as well? I actually, this is a nice little segue, but I have a spokesperson from Huawei on Tech Talk this week. So I will put this to them and hopefully get that answer for you, Seamus.
What would be a good sat-nav to buy? I'm an older driver and not too tech-savvy, so simple but good, one that I can understand easily. That's from Peter in Louth.
Garmin are very much the leaders in this space, and I would recommend that if you go into somewhere like Halfords, again, they should have them all on display.
Yeah.
And I would recommend doing that rather than buying one online or, you know, somewhere like Argos where you just order over a counter. Go in, have a look at them, have a look at the screen size. There are some that will be touchscreen enabled, as in very responsive. There will be some that will be a bit, little bit sluggish. So if you want just a starter model, they should be around 129. But go in, ask the questions and see which one you like the look of.
A final one. My son is looking for a tablet or iPad for Christmas. He wants to be able to play Fortnite and FIFA on it. He also wants a large screen, 10-inch approx. I know I can get iPad, but have you any other less expensive options? From Joanne.
In terms of expense, not really, to be honest, because that's quite a lot to be able to play Fortnite and FIFA and so on. You'll want something that's speedy enough, so iPad could be your best bet. Also, we had the Samsung Tab S4 in studio a few weeks ago. Again, quite expensive, but very good. If you're willing to compromise on some of the requirements, you could look at something like the Tab A, the higher end version of the Tab A, not the one I mentioned earlier on, and hopefully that will do the job for you. But I do think you may have to pay for that level of capacity.
All right, Jess, thank you very much. Tech Talk on Sunday at
6 p.m.
o'clock.
Yes.
And of course, available
podcast
on Friday
first.
As,
yes, indeed.
Podcast.